doing this. And so I'm just going to go through and ask you some questions, and we'll get started, okay?
Okay.
So first of all, tell me, you've had fibromyalgia for a long time. How long has it been since you felt good? How long have you been struggling with fibromyalgia?
Oh, my. I was diagnosed with it 5 years ago, but
mm-hmm.
I had it longer, but because of other medical conditions, I was on my heavy pain medication, and I couldn't really feel that I had it, and I couldn't tell until it was advanced. So I'm not sure how long, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, and how long has it been since you felt good, prior to now? How long has it been?
Probably 30 years. Because I had migraines and other conditions, and then the fibro, and so it's been a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, so tell me, what was your health like prior to us working together? We started working together about 6 months ago. What was your
mm-hmm.
health like prior to working together?
Oh, it was pretty bad. I was in a lot of pain. I had no energy. I had trouble sleeping. I really didn't have much of a life. Mostly I was just spent in bed. With the fibro, I hurt everywhere. I'd have muscle cramps and muscle pain, and I couldn't move. It just hurt. You can't describe what the pain is like other than it's just really very painful. And when I had flares, I would just lie in bed, and I was just miserable. I'd try to distract myself to try to not notice the pain, but it was so bad I had a hard time even distracting myself. I couldn't hardly read or watch television because I couldn't stay focused. It's like pain was ruling my life.
Mm. And so with this pain, Ruth, tell me, you said that a lot of days you were bedridden. So how many days were you, or how many hours were you in bed on a given day?
Well, I worked in our church as a part-time receptionist,
mm-hmm.
just in the office. And I would go in the mornings, and I would come home after a few hours, and I would be so exhausted, I would just go straight to bed. And
mm-hmm.
after that, I mean, I didn't have any energy. I couldn't do any housework. I couldn't do any shopping. I couldn't fellowship with friends or spend time with grandkids. And I had brain fog, but I didn't realize how much it was until after I was working with you and I started feeling better. And then I realized how slow and hazy my thinking was. I guess it had just been so long, I just couldn't remember what it was like to be thinking clearly. So, yeah, my life was pretty much of a mess.
Well, so now let's fast forward 6 months and tell me how you're doing now.
Oh, it's just amazing. It is so amazing. I have improved stamina. I've been able to travel with my husband. I think, remember, we went up to New England. We live in Georgia now, but we were able to go by car up to New England and over to Niagara Falls. And we were gone for 2 weeks, and I was still going strong. I couldn't even get out of bed to go to the doctor, hardly. So that's just really amazing. And, there's just no way to describe what it's like to have my life back again. And in such a short amount of time, it's just like I've been going to medical doctors for 30 years, and they were never really able to help me. And now fixed. You've restored my health in just a matter of months, and it's just so amazing. People see me at church all the time, and, you know, that they're always so amazed at how well I'm doing, you know, that I'm able to come and be there service after service without having to be sick for several months at a time. And they're just, my friends are just amazed.
Well, it's funny. It is amazing. Because I look back over my notes and talking to you, which has been a pleasure working with you, but I look back over my notes and I see on many occasions that was what you would say. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, every time we talk, something new would happen. And I think people who don't have fibromyalgia or people who've not been what you've been through, I think they can probably take it for granted that what a big deal it was for you to go on that trip. And a lot of people, I mean, myself included, going on a 2-week car trip, that would wear me out. And this, for somebody with fibro to go on a 2-week car trip and enjoy it and have a good time and come back and not crash, that really was amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was for like 30 years. I haven't been able to travel. You know, we had to do the trips up to see my parents who live in Wisconsin, but I mean, it was always with a lot of pain and difficulty, and it wasn't enjoyable. I mean, it was something you do because you go visit your parents, but it was never an easy trip for me to make.
Yeah.
You know, now I can travel, and it's just unreal.
Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful. Well, could you have ever imagined, you know, 10 months ago, 12 months ago, that you would be doing what you're doing now, feeling as well as you feel now? Could you ever imagine that?
Oh, never. No, there's just no way. No. I think the biggest thing that helped me was that you did testing right in the beginning. And, you know, you would see what I needed. And you made a comment once that just really struck me. You said that when people have migraines, they usually have food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you did allergy testing, and we found out I'm gluten intolerant, and I have several other allergies. And I've been thinking, I've been going to neurologists and specialists for 30 years to treat my migraines, and no one has ever suggested doing allergy testing, and no one ever knew there was a connection. You know, I mean, I was just so impressed with that and so amazed. And then, you know, as soon as I got the list of foods to avoid and started avoiding them that very day, well, then in no time at all, I was feeling so much better. You know, That's just so amazing. And it's not just, you know, it's not just migraines. In my case, not just migraines or just fibro or a neurological problem I have with my face nerve. It all seems to tie together. And I just feel so much better overall with everything. And that, to me, that's just astounding. And that other conditions, like I had rosacea, and my face is always broken out, and I'm 63, and you'd think I would have outgrown broken out skin, but I mean, it was always broken out. But now, you know, my complexion is beautiful all the time. I hardly need makeup. You know, I don't have to have makeup on to cover up my skin, and the same with my eczema. How if I'd even ride in the car for an hour, my arm, where the sun hit, my arm would be in so much pain because it was so sore and itchy. And, you know, it'd just be very troublesome. And now I went for 2 weeks riding out in the sun, and I didn't have any problems at all with my eczema. So I just feel like I'm just so much healthier overall.
And tell me about you worked really hard on the anti-inflammatory diet, and you lost quite a bit of weight, didn't you?
I did. I've lost 60 pounds.
No problem. 60 pounds. Wow, that's amazing. Now that's amazing.
That makes me feel that is amazing. But I feel so much amazing being lighter. And I've tried to lose. I've always tried to lose weight, but I never could. I think part of it is because you went ahead and gave me a thyroid supplement, even though my medical doctors, you know, I kept thinking I needed it, but they'd say, no, your lab results are fine. But then you did other lab results and saw that I did need it.
Well, tell me, so what's your family saying? They got their mom back, they got their wife back, they got their grandma back. What are they saying when they see you?
Oh, I have a daughter that lives out in California, so I don't see her much. But I saw her right at the very beginning of the program last May.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent her a picture recently of how I look now. And she texted back and said, you look like a completely different person. You know, I mean, you know, it's like I'm not myself. I'm not the person in pain, you know, with a drawn face because the pain's so bad. And the overweight person, you know.
And
people keep telling me I look like a teenager, you know. And it's like, you know, I am. I'm much thinner and I'm just healthier. Just very much healthier.
And so one of the things I know that was, and I know that your husband is a pastor, and so the stress of having to be a pastor's wife can be pretty intimidating. And I know when we first started working, that was one of the challenges, just all the social responsibilities that you have that go with that. And now you get to be this incredible role model for others to show them that you, no matter what's going on, you can feel better. You know, you can. And what are the people in your congregation saying? What are they saying to you?
Oh, they're just so amazed. They are. They're constantly just telling me that, you know, they're just so pleased with how, you know, how well I'm doing and that I'm able to be involved in things. I'm involved in a lot of activities that I've wanted to do. I felt like a failure as a pastor's wife because I couldn't do the things I felt I should be doing. And now I'm doing them, and it's so exciting. And it's just so exciting. And I get tired by the end of the day. I'm so busy. I go and go and go because I'm able to. And I'm tired when it's bedtime. And it's so good to go to bed and be tired and go right to sleep. And then wake up refreshed in the morning. So in the beginning, I kind of wondered just a little bit if this is going to work. Little. But it was in the beginning because you said first you have to be able to sleep through the night. Get a good night's sleep. And I wasn't able to write off. You had given me something and I couldn't tolerate it. And so then at the next appointment, you switched it out for something else. And then the next appointment, we added something. And the next one, we added something. And so, you know, for the first month or so, I was wondering, you know, can I get past the very first base here, you know, of being able to sleep? But then once we conquered that and found out my allergies, from then on, it was just smooth sailing. And it just went. Everything went so well. It wasn't hard to lose the weight. Just knowing if I avoided the foods I shouldn't be eating, I knew that I would keep on feeling well.
I applaud you.
My
for
life
working
is so different.
So hard and you deserve everything you got because a lot of people would have given up, and a lot of people. They'll listen to this replay, and they won't even be proactive enough to get the book or watch a free video or whatever because they've already given up, and sad but true. But in your case, you know, I really applaud you for working so hard and taking the first initial step, which was, has to be, I know, I realize this, has to be a little bit intimidating to reach out to a physician you never have met, and you're going to do it by phone, you know. But you did that, you know. I'm sure you prayed about it, and you did it, and then the next step was you had to trust me, you know, and you did, and when it didn't go well right away, and that happens because everybody's complicated, but you hung in there, and then you just you did what you had to do, and now you're reaping the benefits from all your hard work. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I was at my low point when I came to you. My pain management doctor had said there's nothing more he could do for me. I was allergic to absolutely everything. And I mean, that was a real blow because I needed something for pain. And when he said the traditional medicine has failed you, there's nothing more we can do. And then it's like, goodbye, you know. And I was just in shock, and I was in so much pain, and I just went home, I remember, and I was crying and praying and asking God to, you know, show me what to do, because basically I was at the end of the rope, you know. I'd been all the specialists and everything, and I just didn't know what to do. And that's when an ad popped up on Facebook for you. You know, and I just read it and prayed about it. And by Monday, that was on like Friday, and by Monday or Tuesday, we had decided we're going to go ahead and go for it. So, and that was definitely God's leading.
Yeah, I totally believe that. I totally believe that. Well, what was it like working with me by phone? How did you find that arrangement?
Well, actually, at first I thought it seemed like it might be a little strange. I wasn't sure what it would be like. But as soon as the first call, I realized, oh, this is going to be just fine. And you are so compassionate, and that comes through the phone. You know, I always knew you were there for me and that you really cared about me, which I didn't always feel about some of my other doctors. But I knew that you cared, and your whole office staff, Juno and Gina, are just wonderful, and I felt loved by everybody.
You all really
care about me as a person, and you really would work hard to get my best.
And you have. Well, I'm blessed. I've got a wonderful staff of Cheryl and Gina and Juno. And Gina and Juno have been with me for, Juno, 17 years, I think, and Gina almost that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What would you like to share with others that maybe they're in a similar boat that you were in? I mean, what would you like to share about their difficulty with I guess even believing that they could feel better?
I think no matter how old you are, I thought I was too old to lose weight, and I knew I wouldn't feel better without losing weight. Or no matter how much pain you're in, I've lived with extreme pain for a very long time. No matter where you find yourself, there's hope, and if they're willing to do what you tell them, what your recommendations are, if they are determined to do what you say, I know you can help them. And I know if I can feel better, I feel like anybody can. I really do, and I'm not any super person with super strong character or anything. I just wanted to get well. And if I could do it and realize that these things would help me, I would be foolish not to do them. And I did them, and I saw how amazing the change was. And that makes it a lot easier to stick with it when it's hard. It's easier if you know that this will keep you doing well. And
sure.
You said that it's like for the diet, with my gluten-free diet and not eating my allergies and the elimination diet that you had, you said it's not worth it to cheat or to, you know, to take loads as you should.
Right.
I think you did call it cheating probably. But,
yeah.
And... And it's so true. It's not worth it to cheat. I did eat something I shouldn't have. It was accidentally at a restaurant, and they put something on my food they shouldn't have. And it caused me to have the pain that I had been having. It reminded me of how much pain I had been in. And mm-hmm. I spent the next 4 days in horrible pain. And I just saw what a difference it makes. And so if someone's considering contacting you, I would just really encourage them to go ahead and do it. And if they're not happy, you can work that out too with them.
Sure.
But I think anyone that signs up to work with you will see the results and be so thrilled.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your confidence in me. And so, you know, there'll be some people that will listen to that and they'll think, oh, my goodness, it's all about changing my diet, and that's all it is, and I've tried that, and it didn't work. And really, you know, it's much more than that, as you know. So mm-hmm. What would you reply to someone that said, well, I've changed my diet, or I've tried to do an allergy elimination diet and it didn't help me? What's different about this program than that?
Well, you're right there to walk them through it. You know, if they have any problems, all they have to do is just call your office and mm-hmm. or send an email. And, you know, you don't leave someone to get discouraged. You're just so helpful all along. And if they can't, if they don't think they can do it, they can. They really can. They just
right.
need to try it. And
right.
I think
right.
I read somewhere, maybe in your book, where it said that a person wouldn't go walking through a patch of poison ivy because they know what it's going to do to them.
Yeah.
And it's the same way here. You're not going to eat a food that you know is going to hurt you and cause you pain. But
right.
you just need to find out what the foods are to eliminate them. And then
yeah.
once you eliminate them, you know, then you'll feel well. And
yeah.
that was a really good analogy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ruth, I want to thank you for joining me today. You're a wonderful person. You deserve all the success that you've earned, and I just look forward to working with you more and more and staying in touch with you now that you're part of the family here. Everybody's just crazy about you and crazy about your amazing success. We're all so happy for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.